The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago! The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Cap and J Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
It's the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you download that ESPN Chicago app. You can find so much like Good Karma Wrestling. I'll be on tonight with my partners at 6 o'clock Central Time. You can find us at ESPN 1000 on Twitter. We have our own Twitch as well at Good Karma Wrestling. That's the name of the show. Good Karma Wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, you know your buddy CM Punk is no longer the AEW champion.
Yeah, I'm going to have some speaks with him and get him fired back up to get that title back.
There's some issues there, some major issues that we'll talk about tonight at 6 o'clock. If you're a wrestling fan or know of one, make sure they check out Good Karma Wrestling at ESPN 1000.
I love CM Punk, the guy.
I know.
He's
I know
a wonderful man.
So we might have to talk to him at some point. He's got some issues that's going on.
You know that I called him. One day, there was a little girl who had a terminal disease. She's like 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And her dream was to get him to submit, win by submission.
Yeah, tap out submission.
Yeah. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And I called him and said, hey, man, there's this child that's very, very sick. And the dream is to get you to tap out. He's like, let's get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And they filmed it, the whole thing. It was amazing. He was in the middle of training, and he said, I'll make time for this. And in the ring, he's down, and he's giving all the most. Dude, that tells me all I need to know about the character of a dude. I'll defend CM Punk to the death. He's
absolutely
an awesome guy.
Great guy.
Awesome
so
guy.
We'll talk about him tonight on Good Karma Wrestling at 6 o'clock. Hey, Cap and I want to talk to you about the NFL and the Bears because the NFL starts tonight. But you know, Cap, for all the football widows out there, you won't see your significant other for the next 5 months because the NFL is on, right? Every Sunday, you're going to get NFL football. You'll get the Bears. So you're going to be a football widow. But for some, that's a problem in some households. In my household, look, I married someone that appreciates what I do. Mm-hmm. I know she's busy. She knows I'm busy. But she knows that sports is number one in my household.
Mm-hmm.
And so she understands, hey, when Hood's in the Hood Cave, I'll come down and visit. Maybe I'll watch some games with him. But otherwise, leave him alone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to tell me, hey, you know what? There's a game on, but we got to go apple picking or we're going to go to some wine tasting downstate. We're not doing that, pal. On an NFL Sunday?
Yeah.
On a Bears Sunday?
Yeah.
No shot.
No shot. And
no
my
shot.
Wife is the same way. She'll come down if I'm watching football. I have to work on the day of the Bears games. But even before I had to do the post-game show,
yeah,
she'd come down, hang out a little bit, play on her laptop, whatever she was doing for work or shopping or whatever. But she knows.
Yeah, and Michelle's not deep into sports, though. Like, she's a better athlete than I was.
She's a D1 athlete.
Yeah, so, but she understands, like, okay, the Bears are on. Did they win? I'll watch a quarter with you, a couple of quarters. She'll lock in, but not to the point where she goes, okay, we got other things to do. When Georgia's on, she knows my college football Saturday. To a certain point, I'm watching all the games.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, when the Bears are on, I'm watching the games. She's not going to stop me. But my cousin Dion, oh, that's a different story. When she comes over, she just wants to see the Puppy Bowl during the Super Bowl. Or she wants to see what's on Lifetime or something ratchet on VH1 or MTV. No. No. This is a football Sunday. And my guy Terrence is married to Dion. I feel sorry for him because he's like, Hood, I think I can get out. I'm not sure. You think you can get out. You're married to my cousin. I'm a sports guy. You're coming over. I mean, what is this?
Yeah, agreed.
Come on, brother. What else are you doing on a Sunday besides watching the NFL? Reading a book?
Exactly.
What are you doing? Right, Shay? You got this issue, right?
This, I firmly believe that who you watch with is as important as what you're watching. Now, my situation was a little different. On Labor Day, I was hanging out. Some of my wife's friends were around. I was looking for something on TV. Baseball was pretty much all that's on. I don't know about anybody else. I'm pretty checked out for September of national baseball.
Yeah.
So if the White Sox aren't on, if the Cubs aren't playing, I'm not tuning in. So I'm looking around. What do we got going on? I see Chiefs-Bills replay, the playoff game from January. One of the best games I've ever watched in my life. Some of the highest level of quarterback play we've ever seen. I'm like, I'll throw that on.
Great game.
My wife's friends in the room go, now who are you rooting for watching this one? And I said, oh, I already know how this ends. This happened in January. They go, and you're watching it? No. Can we turn something else on, please? Is this game over yet? Can we put something else on the TV, please? And I'm just thinking to myself the whole time, if I have people over for the Super Bowl, none of you are invited. Because I would rather, like, maybe, I would rather be dead, maybe, than watch the Super Bowl with people who are like, ah, this stupid football. Is this game over yet?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it almost is. And guess what? Then the 325s kick off.
That's so dismissive, too. But who are you rooting for in this one? This one is the game I'm watching. Don't you worry about it. Take
correct.
That.
Correct.
How about that?
Correct.
What about this one? If you don't want to be around the sports, you don't have to come over.
So bad.
How about that?
Yeah. Good luck. Enjoy your life. If you're going to go to the Home Depot on Sunday at noon with your wife, good for you.
Yes.
You won't find me there.
We have some friends that will invite over for dinner and stuff during the football season. But they know like what I do for work. So Saturday night, Sunday night, there's going to be football on. But every time we bring it up, hey, you want to come over for dinner? And they'll go, ugh, is Shay going to be watching football? Okay, then don't come over.
The ultimate deal breaker.
So are you telling me that no Saturday night you will go out the entire football season?
There might be a couple nights. It depends on the schedule, man. Saturday is my Sabbath, Cap. Yeah, you got to understand.
If the prime timer on Saturday at 7's bad, you probably won't be watching it
like
live. Right?
I will tell you, this Saturday night, USC Stanford, I'm locked in. That, I'm locked in.
For who?
USC Stanford. I'm in.
Enjoy.
That's my Sabbath, Cap.
He just wants to see USC. Is that the Stanford part of it? It's USC. See if that offense is going to work.
I got to emcee a charity event on Saturday night, the 50th annual Malnati's Brain Tumor Institute Cancer Benefit.
Yeah.
So I will do that. But, yeah, there'll be like Ohio State, Notre Dame last week.
Of course.
I wanted to be locked in for that.
Of course.
But if you told me that the Saturday night game is... I mean, he went to Michigan State, so it's a bad Minnesota, Michigan State, and whatever. If I'm home, I'll watch it. Yeah. If I'm not, I'm not rearranging our lives around that. No. Sunday, different story.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a football fan. You know I love college football. But for the most part, I'm watching 11 a.m. to at least 7. If the 7 o'clock is not good, okay, we'll go out. But I'll come back home in time to watch the Hawaii game at the end, of the night. It'll be on until 1 or 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
so
plenty of football.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's talk to you about this. Someone in your circle that doesn't like sports or doesn't like football, does it bother you? Lockport, here's Jay on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Jay.
Morning, Cap. What's going on, guys?
How you doing there, Sparky?
Man, I'm doing, Cap. I just don't know how, you dig?
Got it.
I say, my daughter. Every time I'm trying to watch the game, it's, Daddy, can you make me something to eat? Daddy, can you take me to the park? Daddy, the dog bit me. Daddy, I fell down the stairs. Man, come on, man. Let me watch this game.
Oh, that's parenting, pal. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, what's that? Okay, so you just stop parenting when the games are on?
Right.
That's a bad job there.
I get it. But if it's your kid?
I mean, you should probably take care of that.
You should train your daughter to watch the game with you.
Yes.
Could be a daddy-daughter thing.
How about that, JR?
I like that she just falls down the stairs and he's annoyed by it. Right? she fell down the stairs? You might want to get up from your
couch.
He
said the dog bit her.
Yeah, right? Yeah, just let that go. No big
deal. What's that pool of blood on the ground? Just toughen up.
Wait till halftime, can you?
Come on, Jay.
See, 3-2-3-7. DCF. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we will say hello to Delray Beach. Here's Dylan listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hello, Dylan.
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you.
I just wanted to say my girlfriend doesn't like to watch sports, but the weird thing is she doesn't mind going to the games. So she'll wear the jersey and everything like that. If since I'm in Florida, like when the White Sox go to Tampa or if the Bears come down to Miami, she'll wear the jersey, go to the game. But when it comes to watching on TV, she just does not
like
it.
Does she have a problem with you watching on TV?
Like when she has a show that's coming on, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, my game's on. This is important. I need to watch this. And then she'll go to her phone and just watch it from there. Like this Sunday, she usually works on Sundays. She works at a barbecue restaurant, makes good money there. And she's off Sunday. I'm like, hey, you might want to pick up that shift on Sunday. I'm like, it's kickoff on Sunday. But it's a good opportunity to make some good money. And on top of that, I'm going to be with the boys watching the Steelers, the Dolphins, and then the Bears in the later afternoon. I'm like, I'm going to be really zoned in on it. And I haven't played fantasy football in years, so I'm going to be really dialed in this season.
All right, yeah, but I think long and hard before we go to the jeweler there. Being honest.
Check in, right?
Yeah.
We appreciate the telephone call. In South Florida, listening on the ESPN Chicago app, here's Lance on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, boys. How we doing?
What's up, Lance?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Hey, Hoodie, man. Listen. Bro, you know I'm down here with the Dolphins, dog. I'm driving on my way to the office right now. You talk about my girl, Dion. You know, that's my girl. We went to high school together, man.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
Small world, Hoodie. Small world. Yeah. Listen. Look, you already know how it is, man. I mean, I don't know. It's always funny, man, when you hear about the guy who has the wife. I'll play devil's advocate for a second. Would you rather have the wife who goes upstairs, watches the white flag program, or would you rather have the wife who's downstairs, who is more into the game, literally, than where you are, and is a football psycho?
You know what? I don't mind the football psycho because if the football psycho doesn't ask a whole bunch of questions. She just has rooting interests.
Correct. I would have, if my wife or my significant other was a diehard, yeah, that'd be fine. But it also works out fine in my house where it's me and Brett watching the games. Mm-hmm. Mindy will be passing through it. What's going on in the game? It's fine. Either way.
But if they're asking questions like, what is first down? You know, what does this mean when they go into the end zone? Like, that's a tough one, right? Because that's a lot of explanation. That's a lot.
Correct.
It's a lot.
What does that mean?
JR?
Yeah,
that's why you take an early game. One of those early games, like when Michigan plays like Toledo State and they win by like 60, and that's when you do the teaching, right?
Toledo State.
You know what I'm saying? Like some
C3.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like
school.
You know the early games. You know what I'm talking about, Cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. I see Terrence trying to text me, my cousin Terrence. Like, listen, Dion does not like sports. And when she comes over, she's not into football. And Terrence has to ask permission sometimes to whether or not he can come over or not. And that's sad. All I'm saying is, it's your Sunday, bruh. Come on over. Be a guy. Just come with us.
Be a dude.
Come with Maceo and Wiley and us and just be able to just chill. Watch football.
Be a dude.
Just be a dude. That's all. More of your phone calls coming up on this. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Is there someone in your circle that doesn't like sports and I annoy you when they come to your house and they're like, oh, that sports is on? How much does that irk you? Cap and I are talking to you about this on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
And Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We got Greeny coming up at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen and Yurko broadcasting live from Highline on the corner of Kinsey and Wells in downtown Chicago. So come see the guys at Highline 12 to 2 today. Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6 right into Bleck and Abdallah at 6. And then the White Sox baseball as they take on the Oakland Athletics. It'll be 8 o'clock. For our coverage right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Saying good morning to you guys on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thank you, as always, for keeping the conversation going as we talk to you about you as a sports fan or you as a football fan and then people maybe in your circle that don't like sports. As Cap and I have said, listen, when especially with football, I'm a college football fan more than the NFL. But the point is, though, is that it's we've waited all spring and summer for this. And so here we are in the fall and winter, and so we lock into the football. We enjoy watching it. And so the idea that someone comes over and tries to spoil it for you, you're sitting there and you're just like, what is this? What's all? Why do you watch so much? Hey, because this is what we do. We're sports fans. Maybe we're fanatics. Maybe it's over the top. But you know what? It's what we love. It's what we enjoy. Sports overall, I've always thought, Cap, it is the getaway. It gets you away from your troubles. Bill?
Correct. Right? And for some of us, I mean, it's – look, there are a lot of people right now listening to us that go, I don't like my job. Pay the bills. It's not a passion. It's a job. We get to talk sports. Mm-hmm. But for them, that's their escape. Oh, man, I get through this day at the office or at the plant or wherever I'm at. I got Bills Rams tonight, or I got Bears 49ers, or I got Green Bay and Minnesota. What, the Sunday night game, the Monday night? Yes, it's a respite from the life that they're not as entirely thrilled with. So I get it.
Just 3 hours or 7 hours or 10 hours, whatever you need to be able to get away from your troubles. That's why we have entertainment to watch, and it's football, and it starts tonight in the NFL. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Listening on the ESPN Chicago app in Washington, D.C., here is Katie on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Hoodie and Cap. How are you guys?
We're good. How are you, Cookie? Everything good?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. First day off in 10 days. I just wanted to hop on and say, for every guy that has to fight for the TV with his girl, there's us girls that have to battle to get sports on the TV as well.
Oh, well, tell us about it.
I have to. So my boyfriend and I are both Penn State alums. That's one game I know we'll get on the TV. But if I get the Bears on for a national game, that's something where I kind of have to schedule it in advance. Or sometimes if it's a Cubs-Cardinals game, that's like, hey, when I come home, this is the first thing that's going to be going on. Or on occasion, there's been a couple times where it's been a late game, so I've ended up on the couch because he wants to go to bed and he doesn't want it on the TV in the bedroom. So kind of a give and take, a dance, so to speak, with the TV.
How far down the road are we with this guy?
We're almost 4 years in.
Are we married?
No, not yet.
Oh, any doubts there?
Creeping in? Waiting on finishing a master's degree was kind of the plan.
Because Cap's interested.
No. <I'm, laughs> that's not what I said.
I'm in love!
You shaky bastard.
I'm just looking out for Katie. Katie, that TV is just as much yours as it is his.
I know, but there's some things where he doesn't always have the best memory come home from work, so that's why I schedule it so he knows, like, I'm coming home, I'm tired too. I need my Cubs fix, or I need my Bears fix.
Do we only have one TV in the house?
We have two TVs in the apartment. There's one in the bedroom and then one in the living area.
And that's how you end up on the couch?
Yeah, but I get the bigger TV in that instant.
No question.
Well, Katie, I just want you to know, as a sports fan, I wouldn't kick you out of the bedroom if you want to watch sports.
That's it.
How about that?
And I would say, Katie, your line to him is, you're better than that. Meaning him.
Chase on the south side on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Chase.
Thanks, Katie.
What's up, Jay? What's up, honey?
What's cracking?
Hey, what's David. Up, Chase? What are you at, 13 David. And 4 now?
Hey, David, man. Hey, man, you still down my boys, huh? Hey, but you know what, though? You see Abdallah hating on our boy Trubisky, though. You're hearing about that, right?
Yeah, whatever. That's fine.
That's yeah, it. But
Mitch, he is where he is in his career for a reason. It would just be so great if he played, like, exceedingly well. It would be awesome for a take that to so many. I'm just not sure. Maybe he is the guy they all say he is. We're going to find out.
Yeah. So I got a friend. He's actually Nigerian. He thinks I'm weird because I like to watch football. Like, he thinks I'm weird, but yet he watches wrestling all day. So I told him, I said, so if you think I'm weird, that means you think all guys are weird watch football. Like, I told him all the time, he makes fun of me because I watch SportsCenter all day. You know, like, oh, you weird. Like, I'm weird because I like to watch sports. So how does that make me weird because I like to watch football all day?
So he just watches pro wrestling or amateur wrestling?
No, he watches wrestling all day. He watches all of it. Like, he watches wrestling and watches soccer, but yet he thinks I'm weird that I like to watch football all day. Like something's mentally wrong with me because I like to watch football. Like, I'm not normal. Like, we're not, like, I'm not normal because I like to watch football. Like, something's wrong with me. So I told him, so you think all guys are weird then, except for you. You know, like, basically. So that kind of annoys me a little bit. Like, he makes fun of me because I like to watch football.
That's crazy.
So I just, yeah.
That's crazy. So,
all right, guys, you take care.
Chase. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. You watch what you want to watch as far as sports.
Correct.
He's a wrestling and soccer guy. Is it weird that you like football because he doesn't like it? Weird people.
Weird.
Let's go to Melrose Park. Here's Joey G on Cap and J-Hood.
Our guy.
Hello, Joey.
Hey, yous too. How are you?
What's up? How are yous doing?
Fine, thank you.
We're doing good. A couple, two, three, four. Listen, I got a TV for Katie. No matter where she wants to watch the game.
Beautiful.
Number two, it's my wife.
Oh.
Bear game's on. What's this? What's that? How come he's crossing this line? Why was there a penalty? Shut the bleep up. I'm watching the game. Go cook some food. Go do some laundry.
Oh,
leave me alone.
All right. All right, Archie.
Wow.
That's the end of the story.
Okay. I mean, the idea that you want her to go, what's that, make some food and do the laundry, as you say, Archie?
Oh, wow.
That's what she's supposed to be doing during football season.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Wow.
Stay away from me.
Does she wear long pants? Is that okay to wear pants?
She can wear whatever the hell she wants, like she doesn't interrupt me with the game.
Our guy.
I feel like Joey G's house is like black and white color. Like it's 19, it's a 1950s TV show in his house.
Yeah, and then my floor is black and white checker. You got it.
All right,
listen, you still, I missed you badly. It's pretty tough to listen to the show without you guys there.
All right.
Well, but anyways, glad to have you back.
Mm-hmm. We're good. We're ready to go.
And don't forget, Ozzy Osbourne halftime tonight.
That's right.
My man, Joey G, right on.
How about that?
How about that? You're on top of it, Joey.
Joey, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for checking in. Holding on since Christ was a baby. Here's Chris in the Great
Love
Lakes
that guy.
On ESPN 1000. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, boys. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
My wife is not interested in sports at all, all right? But we had a talk before we got serious because every Sunday I'm dedicated to the Bears. I love all four major sports in Chicago, but the Bears have my heart unlike any other. I put the schedule up mid-August. She knows not to schedule anything for me on those days. She loves football Sundays, even though she's not a football fan, because I'll get a little wake and bake going for her. I'll cook her a good old breakfast while I got the pre-games going on.
There you go.
I watch my game. She doesn't bother me at all. And the best part about not having a significant other who isn't involved and passionate like I am is she doesn't experience the heartbreak like we've felt as Chicago Bears fans over the years. So there's only one grumpy parent in the house instead of two.
So she wakes and bakes with you?
I don't do that. My wife does. I get her in the mood, get her going. Make her a great day, make her favorite football food. She loves to munch on the stuff that I'm cooking. I'll make some wings, make some dips. She loves it. We only have one TV in the house, and our agreement is for 5 months of the year, those Bears games, that TV is mine. All the other times, watch your Real Housewives, watch your binge watch Intervention, watch General Hospital, catch Stephen A. playing brick at Stephen on General Hospital. Mm-hmm. That's all yours for 7 months of the year, but those 5 months are mine.
There you go.
Sounds like you've got it worked out. Yeah. Nicely done, man.
It's a good schedule there.
Have a great day.
All right, Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Coming up, we'll get more of your thoughts on this. What's going on in your circle? People that don't like sports, how do you able to take care of the schedule when it comes to all that?
How you're a sports navigate fan? That?
Yeah, how do you do that? You're a sports fan, she's not or he's not. How does that work on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show?
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Cap Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. Every morning, 7 a.m., make sure that you have it locked right here. Bears conversation and everything else in between right here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Great tweet from at Mrs. Benjamin 15. Oh, my God. I'm so tempted to call in after that call. I think she's talking about Joey G.
Oh, my God.
I am a huge sports fan, and I have broken off relationships due to lack of sports loving. Not all women do not like sports and should be cooking and doing laundry while football is on.
What a character Joey G is.
He's the best. Mrs. Benjamin 15, I love you. Gideon says his wife likes putting on parties for football games. Our guy, Justin, Joey G should have the cap cut of the day. Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, by the way.
That is awesome.
So, sidebar, may I approach?
Oh, yes.
Brought to you by Ankin Law, 312-6 million. Put that lawyer in your phone. The great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball.
We talked about this at the start of the show. Tonight is a holiday. It is NFL opening night, the first game of the season. The Bills are going to Los Angeles. They're playing the Rams. And David Kaplan will be watching on his iPad at Ravinia. Who are you seeing, Cap?
Stevie Nicks.
So we back here, the producers, Shay and JR, have developed a game for you, Cap.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks? Oh, JR, take the wheel.
Well, we have some different cuts here available. Cap, I will play you a cut, and you need to tell us whether it is Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks. Cut number one.
Stevie Nicks.
You don't even know. Wait, hold on. You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Don't think so.
That's Stevie Nicks.
That is Carly Simon. Go ahead.
That is Carly Simon. Very good, Hoodie. Very okay. Nice.
Right.
We are 0 for 1, so that would mean that we need the second one. Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks? Here we go. Well,
I've been. Yes, that's Stevie Nicks. Yep, you know that's Stevie Nicks, don't you?
Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks. Cut number three, Cap is 1 for 2. And there he
was, this young boy. Not Stevie Nicks.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Singing my life with his
That is not Stevie Nicks. All right.
2 for 3.
2 for 3. Nice job. Here we go. Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks.
Wait. I heard that done three or four different bands. Which one was that?
I believe that was Roberta Flack. I was putting all sorts of stuff in this morning. Yes.
So it's the original. Yes, yes, it's Roberta Flack.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Killing Me Softy with her song.
Or his song.
Or his song, yes.
Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks, Cap.
That is Stevie Nicks.
He's pretty good at this. Now I understand why he's taking the NFL opening night off to go see Stevie Nicks.
How about this one? Let's do this one, Cap. I put your picture
away. That is Stevie Nicks.
It is not. That is your former ex.
That's Sheryl Crow, Cap.
That is Sheryl Crow, Cap. That is, oh, so good.
Right. It's Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock, that is correct. Yeah. But, Cap, you would know that because you're tight with Sheryl Crow. Stevie Nicks or not Stevie Nicks? Here we go.
That is Stevie Nicks.
A little edge of 17 on WMVP.
Go ahead. Take that.
All right. Couple more here. Have I already played this one? I don't think so. Let's see what we got here. And it's too late, baby, now.
It's too late. Though we really did try to. That is not Stevie Nicks.
It is the ageless Carole King.
Lovely and talented. Absolutely.
Tapestry, one of the great albums of all time.
Was that what you say? The lovely,
and talented Carole King.
God's
sakes. Absolutely. She's
still
alive.
1961. Go ahead.
Still alive?
Yes. You're asking if she's still doable for you?
Is she still?
I want Carole King! Sprout!
I
gotta tell you, all of what just happened aside, this is a very impressive performance by Cap.
Thank you.
I want her.
Go ahead. Billy Ray was a preacher's son when his daddy would visit. That is not Stevie Nicks.
It's the big bouffant of Dusty Springfield.
Son of a preacher, man. Very good, Cap. I think you've exhausted that. I'm very happy you missed the Sheryl Crow cut, though. That made me happy.
So, you know, but my guy's a winner, is he not?
He is a winner. Listen, now I understand why he wants to see Stevie Nicks so bad. He really understands the catalog.
I am going because I want to be with my family.
Okay. I'm here with my family.
Okay. Now, that's it. You're Brian Kelly there by saying that. Okay, Cap. Whatever you say.
That's it.
Okay. And you have to understand something, Shay. Now, of course, you want to go see Stevie Nicks. This might be the last run for her, so you want to check her out now.
How old is she?
I mean, she's playing Ravinia, right?
Well, yeah, I saw Lady Gaga there.
She's 74 years old.
Okay, I'll give you a report back tomorrow.
Last run. You understand, though, right? I mean, and plus, the other thing, too, to be fair, because my partner loves Yacht Rock, because when he's on his boat, he puts on Yacht Rock, of course, and looks down at all the rest of us. Look at that person. He won't live until his 40s. Look at that person. He's a poor. How about that, Mindy? I have a question for you, sweetheart. How do you think the rest of them are living?
You're ridiculous. You are just so ridiculous.
Pass the wine and the French bread. I'm on soda. Hold on. But the wine, yes. number one morning show on sports radio. Big house on the biggest side of town. Number one in my time slot on TV on NBC Sports Chicago. A booming YouTube page. Life couldn't be better, man. Kids are healthy and happy. My grandson, Ben, happy on the swing. God almighty, my life's the best.
This Pinot Noir is glorious.
Oh, my God. Take that.
You guys have...
I've got a beautiful wife and a beautiful family. My dogs.
I'm here with my family.
Despite working with Hood every morning, my life couldn't be better. I'm just telling you.
Guy's out of his mind.
On Yacht Rock Radio. Sailing, take me away. I'm just telling you, everybody. We're glad that you're with us on Yacht Rock 1000. As we play the hits of the rich and famous, like me and Mindy. Take that, everyone.
This guy's insane.
On Cap and J Hood. Take that, whores.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Greeny comes your way at 10 o'clock, and then it'll be Carmen and Yurko at Highline. They'll be broadcasting live. If you're in the area downtown, come see the guys from 12 to 2 on the corner of Kinsey and Wells at Highline, followed by Waddle and Sylvie at 2, Bleck and Abdallah at 6. White Sox baseball is to take on the A's right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Cap had a great time last night. Of course, as I mentioned to you a couple days ago, it was my last broadcast I did with you in my 40s. Now, this is my second day in my 50s doing a show.
How about that?
Yeah.
Did you have a good dinner and you had a good time?
Really did. Peacock and I went to Chemistry in Hyde Park last night. Great little spot there. Had the lamb chops. Outstanding. And I brought some bundt cakes. She bought, was it nothing bundt cakes? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, JR and I have one by our casas.
Yeah, lactose-free for the people that don't do milk.
That's right, my brother. We don't do milk. That's right. Power to the people.
All the people. All the cakes, or they sell lactose-free cakes?
I'm pretty sure they're all lactose-free, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a place in Orland that we went to. Because I'm not doing pastries, as you well know, cakes and pies like I used to.
Right.
But the bundt cakes are small. But I shared them upstairs.
I did. I saw a stack of them. I'm like, what are all these doing here?
Yeah, well, that's for our staff. So if anyone wants a bundt cake in the station, you can have it in the kitchen. Yeah, because I'm having some, but I just can't do that like I used to.
Yeah, I saw a stack of them up there. It was very, very generous of you. I had to quickly get myself away from there.
So thank you, Peacock, for taking me over to the chemistry. Nice little place over there in Hyde Park. Fun place. It's now time for the Cap'n Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, the great David Flom, the great Matt Moore, best steakhouse in the city, my favorite restaurant, and the greatest view right out on the river.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I'm just not a hyphenated guy.
We'll put that on the list.
That's on the list.
Now you're not a John Hamm guy, and you're also not a hyphenated guy.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I'd like to compile a list of all the kinds of guys Cap is not.
It's a long, lengthy list.
Hyphenated, John Hamm, John Gruden, what else?
Ketchup on a hot dog.
Ketchup on a hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy who's going to tell you how to coffee, how to fan, how to root for this, how to eat your steak, how to
cat.
Order food, how to...
I'm not a cat guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long list.
Yeah.
It's a long, arduous list. There's a bunch there. Don't forget to check out my guy, David Kaplan, on YouTube. That's where you get all the recaps, right? Right there on David Kaplan on YouTube.
Post them after every Cubs, White Sox, Bears, Bulls game. You can just search my name, David Kaplan, on YouTube, and you'll get me.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe and get all of... You never know. There might be a recap tonight at Ravinia where my guy's going to be, so check it out on YouTube.
No question.
So please give us... I know you may not have a pick on the game, but you've got all the advice.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of Herb Street for us. You know, I'm doing the game, but I will give you some thoughts on the game. I will not give you a pick, as he does on College Game Day all the time.
Correct.
That fraud. Bills. Wow. And Bills and Rams. Buffalo's a 2.5-point favorite.
If you made me bet the game with the spread, I would lay the 2.5 because I really think this Bills team is going to be very tough to beat this year. I ended up, after talking with you guys, I have a small play on the money line, -140. Just win the football game, because I think it could come down to a missed extra point, a late field goal. But if you made me bet the game, I would bet the Bills and lay the points. I did not do that here.
What do you think, Shea, about this game? Buffalo 2.5. Is there value in the total at 52?
I haven't looked at the total a lot. I'm a little scared off this game, to be honest. My initial read was I'm going to bet the Bills, but it feels way too easy. Laying 2.5, everybody's on them. Something doesn't smell right. Like, did the Rams not just win the Super Bowl? If I end up betting this, I may be on the other side of Cap. Take the 2.5 with the Rams.
Stafford?
And his noodle arm.
Right.
His silly string arm. They say his shoulder looks like pulled pork.
Mm. All I know is the last time he stepped on a football field, he won the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'll probably lay off, but that's why I just want to get your thoughts on the game. We'll start really digging into it tomorrow with the picks for Sunday's games for the NFL.
Correct. We have a whole litany of games we're going to go through.
San Francisco's up to 7? Do you have it at 7?
I have this 49ers I just picked, like, you know, who's going to win or lose.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything with the spread yet. If I do, I will lay the points.
Okay. I see it as high as 7 here on my sheet here in front of me.
6.5 in the contest I'm in, one of the options you could choose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll keep our eyes on that as well. Hey, we thank you for listening and being part of the program here on Cap and Jay Hood. Our thanks to Shay and JR on the other side of the glass. And don't forget, I got Good Karma Wrestling tonight. If you're a wrestling fan, I got you. 6 o'clock, it'll be on ESPN 1000 on the Twitter feed.
Correct.
At ESPN 1000.
It's a great show.
Yes. We have a lot of fun with it.
You do.
And we will try to investigate if CM Punk's okay.
You got it.
Because there's a problem there. There's a major problem there.
I will have to call my friend today.
What time will you be at Ravinia tonight?
I got TV till 6:30. I'm going over to say goodbye to my friend Sarah Lauk, who moved on to a different phase of her career.
Yeah.
Probably be at Ravinia by 8:15.
When does she take stage, the young lady?
Somewhere between 8 and 8:15.
She'll be on time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, Stevie Nicks and the late Norm Van Leer, my first radio partner, apparently they had a little bit of a...
All right, Cap, what band was Stevie Nicks in?
Dalliance, Fleetwood Mac.
Very good. I'm actually impressed.
See? Just keep proving it wrong.
Don't patronize me, J.R.
Just keep
I'm
proving
a music
wrong.
Aficionado.
What's that?
Stevie Nicks and Norm. apparently had a, she had a fixation.
Go listen to Christopher Cross on the way home.
So long, everybody, before we get in trouble. Take from that. Chicago. God damn.